today for Garden.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Michelle. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I just placed an order a minute ago online, and the price that they're supposed to be charging me, when they charged, it was different. So if we can't get that fixed, I'm going to put a dispute in so they can just return this because it's higher. It's only supposed to be $7.95, if that's what it said. And then all of a sudden, I just seen a minute ago when I just put this order, this item, it's $9.97. Didn't say nothing about that, and that ain't tax.
Oh, okay. Well, let me find your order. Can I have your zip code, please?
I got the order number, if that helps.
It doesn't matter. You can go ahead with either
or. Okay. 33579 is the zip code.
Thank you. And your name?
Tia Cousart.
All right. And can you confirm a shipping address, please?
11906 Sunburst Marble Road, Riverview, 33579, Florida.
Thank you. Okay, let me take a look at this for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I see this was from today, and the charge here is $9.97. Let me see
That's
why
right.
It is $9.97.
And if it's higher, it's fine if it's higher if I was notified of that. But when it says, when you click on what you want and it says $7.95, because, you know, I didn't get any of the other special stuff for protecting all that. I didn't get none of that. So it says $7.95.
I think that's what it is. It says here, personal blender products bundle. And it says a product is $7.97, and then with the bundle is $9.97. So I do believe there's a warranty on this. Did you want to take that off?
It's not a warranty. I didn't add the warranty because there's two options that you can add a warranty, and you have to take your finger and slide it over on two of them, and I didn't do nail one.
Well, it looks like that's what's on here, ma'am. Would you like for me to take it off or the whole order off for you?
Just take off the warranty because I didn't add that.
All right, 1 second.
And it wasn't a warranty. What's on there? That ain't even right. So the warranty on there was only $3.95 to make sure it ships there. So if I don't get it, I'm still calling back to dispute it because that means y'all trying to scam me and not send out what y'all supposed to send out.
I'm sorry, ma'am. If you do plan to dispute this charge, I will just go ahead and refund it in full for you.
Y'all must be scamming then, because if that's your first suggestion before I even get it, then something must not be right. What you think?
No,
anybody
just that if you
wouldn't
do.
Even come up with that first. You must have a concern of me not getting it.
No, ma'am, that's not it, but you do keep stating that you will dispute the charge if you like.
I will. If I don't get the item, okay, let's just keep it real. If you order something and don't get it, would you dispute it?
Oh, I'm not saying that you won't get it, ma'am. You just keep stating that you would, and I'll go ahead and do that, but you will get the item.
Is your job concerned about what I say or your job concerned about what I called about?
What you're calling about.
Well, I called about what that charge that was put on there that wasn't stated. So all you're supposed to do is remove that and send me out something to show that it's removed in my new charge. If that can't happen, let me know.
No problem. Is there anything else I can help you out with?
I ain't get my email yet. I'm going to check it before you hang up.
Oh, ma'am, I can't send you an email, but I can request it to be sent from corporate. Now, that should take about 24 to 48 hours.
And how do I have verification that you fixed that charge?
If you like, I can give you a confirmation number of the refund I processed for the little...
Okay, that'll work. I got a pen.
Sure. Give me 1 second.
There's so many scammers out there, you almost don't trust anything. So all I want y'all to do what you're supposed to do. If companies do what you're supposed to do, then you don't have to get a phone call like me because they stick that on there and didn't even ask me.
No problem. Ma'am, it looks like I cannot refund the $2 being that it is still pending.
Okay, well, just cancel the whole thing.
No
if
problem.
If you can't do that, just cancel the whole thing then.
No problem. Give me 1 second.
You order the whole hamburger place. We've been back there so freaking long. Yeah. Y'all know that man been sitting up here a long time.
All right, so it just let me void the whole transaction since it's still pending. Is there anything else I can help with?
Yeah, I need a confirmation number that you canceled the whole thing.
C as in Charlie, 725-582, I'm sorry, 583-2799.
And you should be sending me an email if this is legit.
Again, I can go ahead and request it from the corporate office from the website you ordered. And that should take 24 to 48 hours. Your charge is still pending. It'll just go back into your account after it's done pending. Is there anything else I can help with?
Okay, I'll check it out when it posts.
All right. It
should not post at all. All right.
That is correct. Thanks for calling customer support.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.